Walmart is opening a consolidation center and warehouse in Colton, which will bring over 600 jobs by 2021. KVCR's Danielle Fox has more.
The 340,000-square-foot consolidation center opens in July and will initially employ 150 full-time associates with a base salary starting above $15 an hour. The facility, located at 1600 Agua Mansa, will be the company's first consolidation center that uses automated technology to receive, sort, and ship merchandise. This means it'll be able to handle around 3 to 4 times more volume of goods. A consolidation center is basically the middleman between the merchandise suppliers and the regional distribution centers. Walmart spokeswoman Michelle Malishok says the Inland Empire was a great choice for this new center because it will be close to many of the company's suppliers, so merchandise won't have to travel as far.
We're really excited to come to Colton. This is, a great strategic place for us to be in the country for supply chain, and we're excited to be good community partners.
But some community members are concerned about the new center. Anthony Victoria, who works for the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice, says while he's glad the facility will be located in an industrial area, he's worried that Walmart trucks might cut through neighborhoods in South Colton to get places faster.
It's not the fact that there's a warehouse in a community, but it's the trucks that are coming out of those warehouses, right, that are traveling through the freeways and the roads to get to these destinations. It's still emitting large amounts of diesel emissions. And so we're not convinced, quite frankly, that Walmart will have the means to try to force these truckers to stay away from residential areas.
According to a study by California's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, Colton has some of the highest levels of diesel exhaust fumes in the state. Malishok says Walmart truck drivers aren't supposed to cut through residential areas and will follow specific routes. For KVCR News, I'm Danielle Fox.